Grant Smithies joins us with his usual eclectic mix, pick and mix, I think you call it, Grant.
That's right. Yeah. We're all sorts of strangers today. I reckon we'll have fun. It'll be good times.
Where do we start?
Kick off with something from Wellington, from Jamie and the Numbers, who are a sort of soul band. Three brothers from Wainui Omata, and a bassist, Simon Bayliss, who's originally from Birmingham. And they have got a strong line in sort of Northern Soul, Motown sort of sounds. And the vocalist is Jamie Masuva, who's a young Tongan New Zealander, also based in Wellington, who for years was singing gospel in the gospel choir at the church. And then Simon from the band heard her and saw her at some sort of showcase show and hauled her into Lee Preble's Surgery Studios, where all sorts of interesting things have been recorded down the years, including this most recent single they put out as Jamie and the Numbers, which is this one's a cover of a 1968 Northern Soul classic by a New Jersey band called The Epitome of Sound. And if you go and watch the video for this, which is filmed in the graphic style of that, The Prisoner, that cult 60s TV show, the original writer and producer Robert Palladino pops up to praise the Wellington cover of his song from all those years ago, which is nice that they got that happening. But anyway, let's have a listen to it before I blather too much about it. This is Jamie and the Numbers, and the song is called You Don't Love Me. Jamie and the Numbers. That's dedicated
to
these.
I'm Robert Palladino.
Oh, there he is.
By the Epitome of Sound. Eugene Thomas was our lead vocalist. And when Eugene began to record, the string players as well as the sax players were in place quietly awaiting to do their own take. And when Eugene finished, he got a standing ovation from all those musicians as well as from us behind the glass. And this new version by Jamie and the Numbers is dedicated to you, Eugene.
Well, a bit of unexpected extra information there. Very helpful.
Yeah, well, Eugene Thomas, the original singer, died from COVID last year. So, yeah. I didn't know that was tacked on because it's certainly in the video part, but I don't think on the vinyl single, which is what I've got here. But, yeah, great, punchy, interesting characters. I'll be intrigued to see what they do in the future too. Simon runs Delta Phonic Records, who have put that out on vinyl, and there's all sorts of things in the wings of an album coming up and such. The next thing's also a 45 that drifted in here that I immediately loved, this time from a guy called Mitchum Yacoub, who's an Egyptian American multi-instrumentalist and DJ and producer guy based in San Diego. There's a new label over there that he signed to called All Town Sound, who they put out these things where sort of funk and Afrobeat and Latin music and soul and reggae all sort of collide. And his first solo single has come out on that label, sort of Afro-Latin percussion. He plays the drums, congas, timbales, bells, guitars, all sorts of things on this, his first solo single here under his own name. And there's sort of interesting dub textures floating through it. And the vocals are from Davina Yasso, who first heard the instrumental track when she was Yacoub's flatmate and demanded to get in the studio and sing on it and made a hell of a job of it. So let's have a listen to this. This is called Cumbia Divina.
Mi corazón una vez
There you go, Mitchum Yakub Cumbia Divina. Reminds me always that music of being in Colombia myself when my son got married over there, and hearing cumbia in Cartagena on the Caribbean coast where it sort of originated. So it just feels like summer to me. But
it
also,
does, it but, does. Yeah, yeah. This is the kind of music we need at the moment, I reckon.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Something that takes you on a bit of a, you know, a holiday. The next record does that too. It's the album is called Live from the Cloudy Subtropical by Christoph El Truento, who's he's a sort of beat-making brains behind Hip Hop Outfit at Peace, and also contributed to associated enterprises like Homebrew and Avondale Bowling Club and so on. He works from a home studio in Auckland's Point Chev. And the next, you know, and he makes just intriguing things. This one punter on Bandcamp, where you can go and buy this and should because it's so great, said, 100% euphoric, pack your suitcase. Every track feels like a holiday. So there you go. Exactly what we're after. He's, you know, he grew up, his older bro had a big reggae collection that inspired him early on before he got into hip-hop. So he always has a strong sense of space and texture and soul in the sample-based music he makes. But he also uses surprising, sometimes there'll be like noise samples, odd ambient sounds, organic percussion instruments he's made by attaching power shells to a stick, you know, electronic stuff that makes you think of sci-fi soundtracks. He's an open-minded, intriguing critter, so I'm always delighted when he puts a record out. And this latest one I think might be the best thing he's done. We're going to hear a song that's got like it's got a soul sample at the start and then a chorus that sounds like it's from a 50s doo-wop tune, and then there's sort of hectic hip-hop scratching all over it. Gorgeous thing, I reckon. This is called Dreams.
Every great inventor in history has actuated an intuitive psychic center and has let a lot of the work
be done
through a dream.
Come.
There you go. I've got to love the sort of steel guitar action. That's Christoph El Truento, live from the Cloudy Subtropical, which you can find on Bandcamp. Came out maybe a week or so ago, I think. And marvellous all the way through. Great. Highly recommended.
Very distinctive. I was taken right back to, like, the, not that I was around in the 50s, but it kind of had that dreamy Disney element to it.
Oh, yeah. He's great at mixing sort of hip-hop and dub things and exotic, you know, so-called exotica from that era, Op Shop records and bits of funk and bits of old library music and stuff, and woven together with sort of great care and skill to have an emotional effect. He's made videos that he's cobbled together for each of the songs too, which click through from the Bandcamp page, that are great. But anyway, I better get a move on, because we'll run out of time to talk about this next band. In fact, the best thing you can do, if you want to know more about the Pearls, who are a Jamaican duo, is to read a story that Wellington writer and DJ Martin Pepperell wrote for Bandcamp Daily, called The Trailblazing Disco Reggae Rap of the Pearls. They were sort of pioneering characters who grew up in Kingston, put out their own records that initially had a rootsy vibe, and then got quite inspired by the rise of R&B and disco funk sort of early rap singles by Sugar Hill Gang and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and people like that. And he goes into great detail and about, you know, talks about Norman Watson and the singer Stanley Shaw in that story. But I'll just leave you with one of their tunes. They made, besides the more rap-influenced things, they made some things that were just more straight-ahead reggae tunes for Sly and Robbie's Taxi label in the early 80s. And I'll leave you with one of those, because it's sound advice for anyone, really. This is just like basically them telling you not to hang out with dodgy people, which I'm all for that. It's called No Follow Bad Company by the Pearls.
Kia ora, Grant.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Mama say now, just listen and understand.
Mama say,
you got to be good son when you become so man. My mama say, yeah, no follow bad company, because it's not easy. No follow bad company now, oh no. My mama say, yeah, no follow bad company, because it's not fair, you see. No follow bad company. She say, and we will follow you. Stick by the rule, not be no fool. My mama say, yeah, no follow bad company, because it's not easy. No follow bad company now, oh no. My mama say, yeah, no follow bad company, because it's not pay, you see. No follow bad company now. Just listen and understand. You got to be good son when you become a man. My mama say, no follow bad company, because it's not easy. No follow bad company now, oh no. My mama say, no follow bad company, because it's not fair, you see. No follow bad company now, oh no. It's not easy. Now follow bad company now. Oh no, my mama say.
That's Jamaican duo The Pearls with No Follow Bad Company, the last pick today of Grant Smithies.